We continue our discussion of the march on today's roundtable. Will the Millions More Movement march reach the masses? New Orleans police at the center of another videotaped beating of a black man, and Oprah uses her media stardom to catch criminals. Joining us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., economist and author Julianne Malvo, at our New York bureau, Michael Myers, executive director of the New York Civil Rights Coalition, and George Curry is editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association News Service. He joins us from Laurel, Maryland. Thank you all for coming, and Julianne, let me start with you. You are part of this Millions More Movement march in terms of organizing, getting people to come. What about Mark Anthony Neal's assertion that maybe it would have been better to have regional events, especially now with this focus on poverty? Not everyone can afford to come and travel across the country to reach an event.
Well, I think that's a fair criticism, Farai. I think we had talked about some of those kinds of options, and people are coming together around the country. Everyone didn't come in 1995, and certainly everyone won't come this time. But there was also a need. There was some pain in our community post-Katrina, and I think that many people felt a need to make a statement. I've been on the organizing committee, and you could see the energy just sort of bump up after Katrina because people really feel that any notion of a level playing field was blown away by the way that our people were treated with Katrina. But let me make another point, because I really do need to respond to Mark. He really doesn't know what he's talking about when he talks about what happened with Reverend Wilson and how people dealt with it. Reverend Willie Wilson did issue an apology for the statements he made, which were out of line. As an African-American woman who actually happened to be sitting in his congregation that day, as soon as the sermon was over, I sort of ran back there and said, "Have you lost it, my brother?" And I think that, you know, the whole tradition in our community of preachers speaking extemporaneously kind of ran away with him. There's no excuse, but he definitely had apologized, was pressured to apologize, not only by the minister, but by the rest of us. So Brother Neal needs to check his facts before he runs on national radio spouting off. Minister Farrakhan met with the gay community on Wednesday of this week. And so black humanity has not been undermined at all. And indeed, I think that for me, you know, in 1995, I was not with this march. I, in fact, took a lot of time and energy to oppose it. I met with the minister in January. And, you know, basically, when he said that he was indeed attempting to include African-American women, you know, I felt that it was important to be helpful there. And one of the things that I've thought about is what a difference 10 years makes, and how we as black people, because that's been the learning experience for me, how we deal with each other. And quite frankly, I'm not prepared to repudiate Reverend Willie Wilson, who has been a friend to the gay community, to the progressive community, and to others, because of one sermon that was out of line.
But let me get Michael in here. Michael, I believe that you are not on board the bus even for this march. What do you think about the whole idea of who's organizing it, what that says about the black community? What are your views?
Look, I get 30 seconds probably at best to respond to 25 minutes of diatribe. This is the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Million Man March was a racist, sexist, chauvinist event. And it had exaggerated claims of success, basically mostly on anecdotal, quote-unquote, evidence. I don't like the Bill Bennett approach, the repair Negro focus. Farrakhan and the co-conveners of the Millions More March now claim they still talk about our community, our race, our women, our men. There's only one race. It's the human race. So this whole race notion, this is a social invention. The notion that atonement is racial is nonsense. Atonement is personal. And you got plenty of them, you know, those people who preach at us to atone for, like Jesse Jackson, the love child, Ben Chavis. When will he apologize to the NAACP and to the woman or women? Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan himself. There's plenty. I can name a lot of them who are co-conveners of this march, who are in need of personal atonement and who are unrepentant. And Farrakhan is an unrepentant bigot. The co-convener, the Malik Zulu Shabazz, unrepentant bigot, anti-Semite. And so I say we need a new vision, a global vision. We don't need a black community as such.
Let's get off the personal for a second. I got to get George in here because otherwise we will have a shadow third guest of this. No, you won't. We have just heard that we don't need a Black People's Movement. We have heard that Mark Anthony Neal doesn't know what he's talking about. We've heard that Minister Farrakhan is a racist. What do you feel?
We've heard a lot of things. Much of it's stupid. I participated in the march 10 years ago. I'm going to speak at the march tomorrow. I think it's the people who criticize people for organizing people are devoid of logic, because if they did not organize, nobody is stepping up. You know, that's the same kind of criticism Sharpton got in New York. They said, why is he out there doing it? Well, nobody else is doing it. And so whatever personal foibles people may have, true or not true, as stated, the important thing is somebody is trying to galvanize and do something about our community, and I applaud that, and that's why I'm going to participate in it.
And these are the ministers who every day lambaste gays and lesbians, who preach anti-Semitism, who rant about Jewish cabals. These people
all
have
of them
not
don't
changed
do
their stripes.
Stop, Michael.
They
all
want
of them
a
do
media
not do
event, and they want the mainstream Black leaders, who should be ashamed of themselves, to get to
let
to,
me,
Michael,
to legitimate Louis Farrakhan.
Michael, time Michael, out, time you out. Need to back
Doctor,
off.
Dr.
Really?
Malvo, I have to redirect anywhere. This conversation, because we have another topic that pertains directly to what all of you are talking about. Let me frame the issue in terms of something very specific that we have been talking about. You've got the Millions More Movement March, which obviously we have a lot of disagreement about, but you also have one of the most amazing pieces of tape that we have seen of a police action against an African-American man. You saw Robert Davis beaten until bloodied on the streets of the French Quarter in New Orleans. You've got all this controversy about whether or not this is a racial incident. Let's just hear a little bit of what he has to say.
I hold no animosity against anyone. I want to thank our new police chief for his quick action. I really do. I mean, that's the first time I've known it to happen. But I also want to have the officer who was on that horse, who was Black, by the way, I'd like to have him suspended, because I feel that he has some complicity in the situation.
So you have this incredible tape of a man being beaten bloody on the streets of New Orleans. You have a Black officer who the victim argues was complicit in the situation. Dr. Malvo, how will the Millions More Movement March address some of the persistent problems in the African-American community, like police brutality, like this incident? And what about complicity of African-Americans in some of the events that happen?
Well, there is a section of the program that will deal with the issue of police brutality. Malik Zulu Jabaz will be speaking to that. And, you know, let me just share something, because my 22-year-old nephew has come in from the Bay Area. He just wrote a commentary. He's been working with Youth Radio. And he says, you know, police brutality is in every Black man's, or police abuse is in our DNA. He was stopped, beaten very recently, and this galvanized him as a young Black man to really do some better things about his education, but also to understand that he is not exempt. This is a retired school teacher who said he had been sober for 25 years. It is so amazingly outrageous. But Black police officers go through the same prism of racism, are subject to the same stereotypes that others are. So it's not that it is racial as much as it is structural racism that allows so many Black men. If you did a survey, I don't know 10 Black men who have not had a police incident. And basically, the movement is dealing with this. The other thing you should know, Farai, is that scholars from all over the country have been working on position papers. That doctors Molana Karinga and Ramona Edlin have put together a statement that Brother Curry was kind enough to make sure it was published in the NMPA papers, and that we are not just sitting here for one day saying we're going to get together. This is not a social event. It is really about the mobilization of our people.
Michael,
when we go back to this New Orleans case here. You know, sure, the cop was on the horse, but he wasn't the one beating them, although Black cops do that as well. What is important is, why do we keep having this same problem over and over? It's officers who are abusive do not get punished at a proper level. Gannett News Service did a story shortly about 1992, where they examined people who actually had caused cities to lose money, over $100,000. And they found that a police officer who had abused someone was more likely to be promoted than to be disciplined. And that's why we have this persistent problem.
Michael, yes. You are obviously not a fan of the march and the movement. How will you propose that we as a nation address issues like this? You just said we don't need a Black People's Movement, but African Americans are bearing the brunt of issues like police brutality. So what do you do?
Well, Farai, you are right. I am not a Farrah clone. But, you know, we
Neither
don't need any more conferences. We
phone.
Don't need any. Excuse me, it's my turn. We don't need any more conferences. We don't need any more reports. We have all the reports. We've had all the conferences. The NAACP meets annually. They
then
talk
what,
about
what
police,
do you do?
Police brutality. With respect to police brutality, and New Orleans is well known for police abuse and corruption and cover-up. But it seems to me that we know that with respect to police misconduct, we need independent civilian complaint review boards. And very often you need independent prosecutors because you can't rely on local DAs, for example, to prosecute police who they rely on as witnesses in their cases. So you really need independent prosecution of police, and you need citizen involvement. You need representatives of community organizations to go and sit at the, make sure you have, first of all, a civilian complaint review board, but also go to the public meetings. So this is not a one-day event. This requires civic participation. You need a march of a million people to the polls in November to make sure you get mayors and governors elected who will make sure you have independent prosecutors and civilian complaint review boards and get rid of abusive police.
Michael, your idea of citizen involvement leads us to our last topic. We've only got a couple minutes left. Media mogul turned crime fighter Oprah Winfrey. Every Friday she's going to be posting these pictures of pedophiles on the internet. Two have already been caught. Is she using her superpowers for good? Julianne.
Absolutely. I salute her for this. Of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many she's not going to be able to show, but give the sister credit where credit is due. I think this is a good thing.
Michael.
I think she should put those New Orleans policemen up there and make sure somebody report them on some other abuse cases we've had. I think it is a good idea.
Michael's response is, Oprah, come on. Do we really need yet another America's Most Wanted TV show? This is not checkbook journalism because Oprah is not a journalist, but this is checkbook entertainment fare, and it panders to the lowest common denominator in terms of pedophiles and things like that. Of all the kinds of persons you can put on a show like that, if you're going to have a Friday show on criminality and fugitives from justice, why do it in that way? Because it panders. It's entertainment. It's disgusting.
It's not entertainment. Michael, Michael
is criticizing everybody who tries to do something, even however imperfect, however flawed, you try to do something.
I have not accused anybody who's trying to do something.
He's the resident curmudgeon. Michael Myers is just against everything.
I'm not against independent prosecutors of police abuse. I'm not against people going to the polls and marching to the polls in marches that are real. I'm opposed to racial rhetoric and conference after conference on C-SPAN.
Michael Myers, would you at least not concede that the galvanizing of people here in Washington will lead people to the polls? People will go to the polls. After 1995, you saw Black male voter petition rates go up. You can't deny that. So, I mean, you may not like the march. You may have all these ad hominems against people who are supporting the minister, but at least you have to
You are a co-convener and endorser.
We're done. This is a wrap. Yeah. I know you guys are going to keep talking. You're going to tie up our phone
Shame
lines.
Shame on you.
You're going to be talking all the way to Sunday morning, but we have to stop right now. In Washington, D.C., economist and author Julianne Malveaux, at our New York Bureau, Michael Myers, executive director of the New York Civil Rights Coalition, George Curry, editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association News Service, joined us from Laurel, Maryland, and boy, y'all are spicy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Farai.
Thank you.
You can hear the roundtable again anytime. Simply visit our website, npr.org, and click on NPR Podcast to learn how to have the roundtable, our spicy roundtable, delivered to your computer or MP3 player each and every day.